Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The government of Iran has apparently made an offer to reduce its nuclear enrichment capability under international supervision. On one level, this is a gigantic development that represents a complete reversal of the rhetoric and tone of Iran regarding its nuclear program for more than a decade. But on the other hand,
we have to reach a situation at the end where they have proven and verifiably proven that there is no nuclear military program. That is the end result that is being sought.
It's a spokesman for the European Union representative at the Iran so-called P5 plus one nuclear talks in Geneva yesterday. The U.S., France, Britain, China, and Russia plus Germany are the so-called P5 plus one. Joining us now is George Perkovich, director of the Nuclear Policy Program for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. George, welcome.
Thank you.
So how promising is this apparent offer from Iran, and how suspicious should we be?
Well, it's the most promising thing that's happened in at least the last 12 years since this issue's really been a crisis. They seem serious and actually wanting to resolve it. Their main motivation is they want sanctions relief, but they're more realistic than they've been in a long time about what they'd have to do in order to get those sanctions relief. So that's the reason for optimism. It's going to be really hard, though. There's a lot of distrust on both sides. It's going to have to be kind of reassured, and that will require a lot of transparency and verification. And finally, the Iranians are very dubious that President Obama could persuade Republicans in Congress to cooperate in relieving the sanctions on Iran, which is kind of what's the payoff for Iran.
So Iran is wary that there is still the axis of evil voice lurking in the U.S. Congress that may derail all of this. And that's probably a reasonable assumption. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's live in some of these verifiable details, if we could. It might get a little technical. Can you help me with that?
Sure.
So the centrifuges is really what this is about, that they're going to talk about thousands of centrifuges being decommissioned as a way of reducing this enrichment capability. Am I right there?
Yeah, centrifuges are a big part because centrifuges are how you enrich uranium, which is necessary to make nuclear weapons. What's not clear is whether Iran, for example, would actually decommission any of the centrifuges or agree to limit the operation of those machines and limit the level of the enrichment so that it's not as close to weapon grade. Or still further, they could do all of these things and agree to ship whatever they produce out of the country or to keep it. So there's variables throughout the enrichment issue, which is why it's complicated, because if you agree to lower the numbers, then what does that mean about what you do with the material?
Well, on a range from assuming that Israel probably would want the entire centrifuge capability removed completely, and that there are some in the U.S. who demand that that would be the only acceptable option, to a more European Union approach, which might allow for international inspections to simply watch the operation of the existing centrifuges to make sure they're below the threshold of nuclear weapons production. Where do you think this is going to land?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are some, who want the ideal outcome, which is no enrichment in Iran, and that would be ideal, except Iran's not going to agree to it at all. So where I think it's going to end is Iran will agree to enrich at no higher than 5%, limit it at one facility, which would be at Natanz, rather than this newer underground facility that is of such great concern, and then limit the quantity of what they enrich to what they would need to actually fuel a reactor.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a gut check from you on the Rouhani charm offensive? What do you make of his tone? Are you feeling good about it, or is it smoke and mirrors?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had dinner with the guy. I know, the foreign minister and the guy who's negotiating right now, and they're all extremely intelligent, very witty, all educated in the West. And so they know how to speak our language and to be effective. That also makes them much harder to negotiate with. So the good news is really that these guys don't want to be isolated internationally. They want Iran to be recognized as a key player in an international system. And they understand in order to do that, they can't have a nuclear weapon program.
Well, fascinating insights there from somebody who's about as close to the table as anyone. George Perkovich, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
George Perkovich is director of the Nuclear Policy Program for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.